Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Sea Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
All right, let's do a little War of the Roses. Even got cheater this morning for Melanie. Hey, Melanie.
Hey, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test today?
My boyfriend, Aiden.
Okay, now tell everyone why we're putting Aiden to the test today.
So Aiden used to go out with this girl named Jasmine, and I don't follow her, but one of my friends does. And I guess she put up this picture on her Instagram, and it was like her in the bathtub, and it said, "When a bath turns into a photo sesh for the ex." And then it said, hashtag Snapchat.
Oh, Ew. Wow. Ew. So you didn't see this picture, correct?
No, one of my friends did.
Okay.
Now, do you know if she tagged your boyfriend in it?
I'm not sure. I asked my friend to send it to me, but I guess she took it down.
She took it down. So deleted from Instagram, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Exactly.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to put Aiden to the test to make sure, you know, nothing's going on with this ex then, okay?
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah, sure. No problem. So listen, here's how this works. You know what we're going to do? We're going to offer him a dozen roses that he can send to anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to remind you here, Melanie, no matter who he picks, wait till he fills out the card before you say anything. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer him free roses to send to somebody that he's going to pick you to send him to?
I'm going to say pretty sure, because even if he is messing around, he's not that stupid.
Okay, we've heard that before.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling for Aiden, please.
This is Aiden.
Good morning, Aiden. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from a new floral delivery service called floraldesigns.com. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling is because we're conducting a brief survey asking people how often you think you order flowers.
How often do I order flowers? Probably a couple times a year, I guess.
Okay, perfect. So here at floraldesigns.com, we've developed a way you can order flowers simply by the touch of a button on your phone, which means you'll never have to visit a flower shop, you'll never have to pay those expensive online delivery fees, and the best part is because we're trying to spread the word about our service, we'd like to give you a one-time free trial that will cost you absolutely nothing.
You know, I'll be honest, I appreciate it, but I'm all set.
Are you sure? I promise you it's completely free. You don't have to sign up for anything. I'm not even going to take your credit card information.
So, all right, what's the catch then?
Well, the catch is that you try us out for free, and if you like us, then maybe the next time you need to order flowers, you'll try us out first. I mean, that's it. No strings attached, nothing like whatsoever.
All right, it's completely free then.
Yes, completely free. You could think of it like, you know, a free sample that, you know, they hand out in front of a restaurant to get you to try their food, except we're doing it with flowers.
Okay. All right, cool. So, what do you need from me?
Basically, all I need to know is who you'd like us to send a dozen romantic red roses to. So, I would need a first and last name.
All right. So, the name's going to be Jasmine.
Jasmine. Okay, and the flowers are going to come with a card as well. So what message would you like to put on the card?
I know what you really want, but how about we start with these instead?
Oh, really? And what exactly is it that she wants, Aiden?
Oh, snap!
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is your girlfriend. I think you forget that you still have one.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Who is this?
Hey, Aiden?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, this isn't really a flower company. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. That was your girlfriend, Melanie, you just heard on the other line.
Okay. I was like, wait, that sounds just like my girlfriend.
Yeah. So.
What's going on, babe?
What's going on, baby? Tell me why your fucking ex is getting flowers from you. And tell me what the hell I know what you really want is supposed to mean.
So you heard that, I guess?
Yeah, I heard that. So stop stalling and start answering my f***ing question right now.
All right. So, first of all, the only reason I sent those to her was to be like, I know you really want us to be together, but it ain't going to happen because I'm already with somebody. And that's why I said that. I was like, I know what you really want, but look, it's not going to happen. I'm happy.
Can I ask you something? How stupid do you think I am? Do you honestly think I would believe that bullshit answer?
I mean, that's all it was. So...
Let me explain something to you. I'm a lot smarter than you think. And I know about her little Snapchat pic she sent to you. And if she does it again, you can go ahead and tell her the next time she asks you for some I'm going to rip yours off and personally hand it to her. Right before I kick her out.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.